Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time, if I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Woo, good morning, Fueled by Faith sisters. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening to this. I'm recording in the morning, so it was natural to say that, and we're not editing because we believe in what God has for you today, and we're letting it flow. So my sister, buckle up, buttercup. I just got a word that is shifting where the original word was going to go today. So I pray that you are ready to receive. Actually, let's start with a prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this woman. I thank you for the other person on the other side of my voice that is hearing your message, God. And I pray that she finds exactly what she's looking for today. I pray, God, that you cover her with every fruit of the Spirit that you have for her today. God, I pray that she takes action on what you have for her, that this hesitancy or the stagnancy ceases to exist today and she moves forward with you at the center of her life and what you have for her today. God, be over this word. Allow it to penetrate the hearts of the women that are longing to hear it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. So today, my sister, I wanted to talk about seek and you shall find. We're going to dive into that scripture here in a minute, but I don't know about you, if you have ever desired anything in your life before, that we can get so stuck on, like, I want. And sometimes we might even pray about it. It might even be on a vision board or something that we see every day. But sometimes we get in this mindset of it's just going to fall out of the sky, or if God really wants me to have it, he'll figure out a way to just plop it in my lap, like a restored Bronco that is light pink and beautiful, like he's popping up on my Instagram. We're not in a place to go and invest in something like that, but God, if you can make it happen, it'll just happen. And no action has been taken on my part to actually go invest, save money, find an extra way to make the income that would bring that dream into fruition. So, for example, it could just be like a wishful thinking thing. Oh, I want it. If God wants to provide that in my lap, and I'm not saying God's not down to deliver miracles in the forms of cars to people that want them. But sometimes, most times, it requires us effort on our part to take action. And really even speaking it out. So in this scripture, I'm in Matthew 7:7. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So I'll give you an example of my delayed obedience that maybe you can relate to. In a couple years ago, we were struggling financially, and praise God, coming out of that. But we had friends of ours who actively, every week we spoke to them, and they were like, "Hey, if you guys need help, just let us know." And pridefully, we were like, "No, we're good, we're fine." Didn't want them to know that we were struggling. And little did we know, because your girl is praying and saying, "God, please provide, please give us additional income." And we had friends on the flip side of that saying, "Hey, we're here to help." And our pride was too big. And also, we had an expectation for this money, these finances to come in a very particular way. So, when it wasn't coming that very particular way, we didn't see that God was moving in His way. We were waiting for Him to move how we saw fit and not how He was actually moving. Because we did not know that God was moving in the hearts of our friends to support us. God was actively telling them to provide for us, to give to us and what we were doing, because they knew that it was out of God's heart in us that we were moving into this ministry. And they wanted to support that. And God actually told them to go and support. And I'll tell you another story in a second, but when we finally realized and had this aha of, oh my gosh, we're actually blocking the blessing that we're praying for. And it's trying to come to us, but we're saying no, and not accepting what God has for us because it was coming a different way than we expected. Now, another story, we had someone that actually gave to us randomly. And my first initial response was, "You do not have to do that. Have you ever done that before? Someone wants to give, someone wants to serve, someone brings you a meal, and your immediate response is, you do not have to do that." Can I remind you that God has called all of us to serve? We are not here to reject people's serving of God's people. We're here to accept and thrive and actually do the same and be inspired. And so, being a humble receiver is such a huge part about being a child of God, because He wants to provide. And I'll never forget this friend so beautifully, when I said, no, you don't have to do that. She said, "I do not want to miss out on the fruit from my obedience that God told me to go do this." I just got chills. So I'm not here to deny anyone's fruit from them being obedient. And I'm also not here to deny how God can move when we give space to have that. And so, all of this to say is, where are you expecting God? What would that look like to surrender that expectation, to still be expectant for Him to move, but to open your hands for it to look different? Maybe it's a job that you're waiting to hear back from. Maybe it's moving into ministry or your assignment that maybe you thought it was one thing, but actually God's saying, no, I want you here right now. So give yourself space to kind of think about that and think, where is He moving that we might be missing Him? Because immediately, when we're rejecting those blessings, I was like, man, God, where else have I been missing you when you were so blatant in my face? So I was doing some studying in the Bible when it right before Matthew 7:7, it's talking about the Beatitudes, and I love, love, love the Leadership Bible by John C. Maxwell. And in this portion, he breaks down leaders and what's actually going on here in context. And at the very top, it says leadership development begins with an attitude adjustment. Now, if you listen to last week's episode, we talk about heart posture. So this talks about the development of us as a leader begins with our attitudes being adjusted. You're gonna love this so much. Okay. This says Jesus's most famous message, the Sermon on the Mount, focused on the hearts of his listeners. He targeted his disciples as the audience and proceeded to preach what we now call the Beatitudes. He called his men to be different, to see the world from God's perspective, to relate to people in a supernatural fashion. I just did a reel about this, about being called weird. My son was like, Ellie called me weird. And I was like, great, because you are set apart as his child. There's something so uniquely different about you compared to every other human being that God wants to highlight. And what's also so beautiful about being his daughter is that he called us to be different and set apart so we can see the world from his perspective. So we can relate to other people supernaturally. Your times of testimony, your struggles, your life experience is not, it's not in vain. There's depth and purpose behind each one of them. And this, I feel, is the supernatural fashion to relate to people. When you hear people's testimonies, it usually hits you when it either relates to you or relates to someone that you know that has been through that. So then you can go and share that testimony. And what I love so much about this particular Bible is that it points out how Jesus, the ultimate leader, demonstrated leadership for us to follow because we're created in his image. And in this expert, it begins with shaping the perspective of the listener. So, where is God trying to shape in your perspective? Where is he trying to ask you to put on his lens for you to see? I love so much that this verse begins with ask because that's an action item. And most of us in seasons like this, we're not doing anything. Maybe we're praying and we're expectant. But I had a moment where I had to humble myself and ask for help. And I was praying and praying and praying and praying for probably going on a month for God to speak to this one person, and nothing was happening. And then God reminded me, oh my goodness, you can ask. And it humbled me when I was able to ask that that person responded in the most beautiful way and said, yes, whatever you need. And it took me weeks to get to that place of being okay with asking. So, where right now is God calling you to ask? Where is he calling you to seek and find more of him? And where is he calling you to knock? All of these are action items for you to go, my sister. So, I pray that you listen and you obey. And you find joy as you ask, seek, and knock. keep glowing. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.